Okay, you will meet for the first time in this chapter, simple past tense. Not too hard. We're going to do two different verbs. We're going to do haben, to have, and sein, which is to be. So what I've got is your person, your subject, ich, du, er, sie, est, wir, ihr, sie, und sie. I, you, he, she, it, we, y'all, they, and the capitalized Z is the formal or polite form of you. So, präsent means present tense. You're familiar with this. And pretéritum is a very long word, which is simple past tense in English. It's only one word, simple. So, ich habe changes to ich hatte. Du hast changes to du hattest, you had. He, she, or it has, er, sie, es hat. For past tense, we say er, sie, oder es hatte, had. He, she, or it had. Wir haben means we have. To change it to we had, it's wir hatten. Ihr habt, y'all have, or you in the plural form have, changes to the past tense. Ihr hattet, y'all had. Sie haben changes to sie hatten. So you'll notice that the endings at the end of the verb are very similar. You know, the en stays with wir. Und sie, the ich maintains that e at the end is a signifier. Du has the st. So not too many difficulties there. Just something new to get used to. So now für sein, to be. Ich bin, I am. I was, ich war. Du bist, you are. You were, du warst. He, she, or it is. Er, sie, oder es ist. It was, he, she, or it was. Er, sie, oder es war. Wir sind, we are. Wir waren, we were. Ihr seid, y'all are. Ihr wart, y'all were. Sie sind, could be they are, or if it's capitalized, the formal type of you are. Changes to sie waren, they were, or the formal you